What's new with White Sox TV voice Jason Benetti? A lot, as you're about to find out. Jason, reading about and hearing about Tony La Russa and his 2,764 career wins, I'm thinking, is that the number of games you have broadcast now? Have you ever tried to add it up?
I have not done that many games, I don't believe, in my career. So 10 years in the minors, 5 years in the majors. I think I'm closing in on around calling that number of games, but you know, he's got total wins and total losses that add up to 5,000 and many more wins than losses. And I don't know that I could say that about my broadcasting in the minors, especially.
Before I turn you over to Dave Ennett here, let's talk about the Olympics and what you're going to be doing. It's baseball next month in Japan, right?
Yeah. So I am very fortunate to say that I will be doing the semifinals, the bronze and the gold for the baseball team. And what's really fun about it, and I had no idea when I got the call to see if I'd be interested in doing it, I had no idea there were going to be so many former White Sox on the team. I mean, Todd Frazier, David Robertson, John Jay, and then there was a minor leaguer by the name of Eddie Alvarez, who we never saw in the majors here. But Eddie was actually a speed skating Olympian in, I don't remember what year, but he was in the Olympics in speed skating, and he's on the team as well. So he's going to end up going and, you know, barring some change in the roster or something, and being an Olympian in two separate sports. So there are a lot of White Sox people, actually, on the U.S. roster.
Well, I thought that Major League Baseball wasn't allowing anyone on MLB 40-man rosters to participate on national teams. Did I get something confused there?
No, they are. So these guys either have been designated for assignment, taken off rosters. They're guys that didn't, that weren't on 40-man rosters. So they're former White Sox who are now on Team USA and were in training camps with people or spring training or whatever it might be, but they aren't on 40-man rosters.
Got it.
By the way, that's a pretty unusual daily double of Olympic sports. I'm just wondering, right? Speed skating and baseball? I mean, I know Eric Heiden played handball and was a speed skater. I never heard of a baseball player also speed skater. Have you?
No, and to do it the other way, right? Like Eddie Alvarez went to the Olympics right. for speed skating and then took up baseball. And I mean, the first question he got when we were at StocksFest, I remember, was, you know, how does that affect? Everybody wants to know, like, does the agility of speed skating help in baseball? And what's he going to say? No. But I can't imagine that there's a lot of carryover. I mean, agility wise, I guess. But yeah, they're totally different sports.
See, I think Billy Hamilton would probably make a good speed skater. I mean, just watching him on the base paths, right?
No, that's right. That's right. And honestly, it's funny you say that. I think you're right, Dave, because his stride is actually a little speed skater-ish already.
Hey, Jason, I know you're launching this podcast with Len Casper, and it seems from reading about it that you guys are going to be talking about music. You'll have some political pundits on. Is there any time for baseball in your podcast?
So the only rule, basically, in the podcast is, have you ever been to a baseball game or watched a baseball game?
I see.
So we're gonna talk to people about their baseball fandom, but they're not necessarily going to be capital B, capital P baseball people. It's going to be a wide range of guests. Rick Hahn, Sox general manager, is our first guest. I just tweeted a little teaser video of Rick talking about how he watches Sox games when he's not on the road with the team, and like how many remotes he's broken while watching games over the course of time. And he was really good talking about how he grew up, wanting to be a general manager and all that goes along with it. But next 2 weeks, we're going to have Bob Odenkirk of Naperville and Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad. And then the following week, we're going to have the Twitter sensation Pitching Ninja, who tweets videos of pitchers and how great they are all the time. So it's a wide range of guests, a lot of cool people. But yeah, there's time for baseball. There's just not going to be baseball people bold.
Yeah.
Well, let me get to baseball real quickly here. Tomorrow, the White Sox will reach the 60-game mark, which was the total of games they played in the regular season a year ago. But there's obviously a much different feel this time. Do you ever look out there some nights, Jason, and think, you know, between the pitching and the offense and just the yesterday great defense we saw from Adam Engel, do you ever look out there and think, I mean, really, this team is far different from the team even that you saw a year ago, even when that team was maybe healthier in some areas than this team is?
Yeah, I think there's magic here. I think there's a little bit of that sprinkling of pixie dust, and I think you're more likely to get magic from a team when they have great starting pitching. Mm-hmm. And that has happened this year. The starting rotation has been, if not the best, one of the best in Major League Baseball. And, yeah, I also try to remember to pinch myself and remember that last year we just didn't have fans in the ballpark. I think it feels different in large part because people are getting to watch and experience and love this together. And I just looked at the standings earlier this morning. Like you all said, we're one game away from what would have been the finish line last year. And it felt like that season was so long. There was so much insecurity about what was going on in the world and everything that goes along with it. Now, it's like, all right, let's play 100 more. I want to see more of this team.
Exactly.
And that's a testament to everybody involved, the way the Sox built the roster, Tony La Russa integrating with, people were worried, how would the Sox be off the bat with Tony La Russa as the manager? Would he be able to, I heard a lot of people say, would he be able to understand players nowadays? I mean, they're in first place by four games. I think it's going pretty well.
Yeah, I'm being chastised on the text line and emails because I'm talking about Chris Bryant's catch at the wall yesterday, and Adam Engel made one heck of a play too, didn't he? However, I still think you should get on the podcast if you can. He may be hard to get. Patrick Wisdom. Go ahead, Jason. I dare you.
I'm sorry. I couldn't. My AirPod went out, Bob. I'm really sorry. I just couldn't. These things are not as reliable as expected.
I'm sure. Jason Benetti, we enjoy you on the Sox broadcasts, and we look forward to your Olympic coverage. And, hey, when are you going to go out traveling on the road with the team again? Anytime soon?
I hope so. There's actually a story in The Athletic this morning that John Greenberg wrote with Boog Sciambi, Adam Amin, Joe Davis of the Dodgers, myself. We're all itching to go, and we're all sort of looking for answers on that. So my hope is sooner rather than later, but the phrase above my pay grade starts getting thrown around when you talk about travel and costs and things like that. So hope is that we, like everybody else, can go see baseball games. I was thinking I was going to check and see if the Brewers were home, and I was going to drive up there on an off day just so I could go see a road game.
Good idea. I'll go with you. Yeah. Thanks, Jason.